Jesse. Mont Bellevue, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
A Gao Media station. This is John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John and Raheel with Dell and Lance Erline.
Beautiful morning. Get it, sun. Gross. Free agent right-handed pitcher Nathan Eovaldi in agreement with the Red Sox. Pending physical. Oh, well, there goes all our hopes and dreams.
Jeff Luno asleep at the wheel.
No, he's not.
Let's start that narrative.
Oh, like the Red Sox don't outspend everybody.
Resting on his laurels. Hey, you won a championship a year ago. Two seasons ago at this, almost. We don't care anymore. Get moving, Jeff.
Yeah.
You're going to lose Keuchel. Eovaldi's gone. You might lose Morton. McCullers is gone to what, 2020? Is Jeff Luno resting on his laurels, John?
No, he's not resting on his laurels.
Sure seems like it.
I know.
Speaking of resting on their laurels, how about a guy who's been resting, doing nothing? How was our nation's capital?
Man, it was unreal. To be there for Bush 41's wake funeral deal, that was crazy, man. I've never seen anything like it. Like, it just happened to work out that
what,
I was there.
What? Why? What was it?
So, we got there Saturday, and there was, like, no buzz on Saturday. We'll talk about the sports side of the trip in a second. Sunday, it was, nah, whatever. But then Monday, when his body arrived, the whole city shuts down. There's no traffic on the freeway. Then the lines start forming. The Capitol is shut down. So on Monday, we were going to take a tour of the Capitol and go, like, because my cousin works there. So he's like, dude, we're going to do a private tour. We'll show you everything. And then he told me Sunday, we're not doing anything. We can't. We can't get in because they shut it down for the public wake. And everything shuts down. Then Monday, we go do our thing. We're walking around doing everything, you know, going from the monument to the Lincoln Memorial, all that good stuff. But everywhere, it was all about 41. Every news station was round-the-clock coverage.
That's
stories.
Awesome.
It just seemed like everyone was...
And so is it. It's been the same here.
Yeah, it's been the same here. Everyone was celebrating his life. Yeah. I thought it would be really like every time you talk to somebody, like, dude, Trump sucks, all that, nothing. It was just celebrating his life, like all the Lyft drivers, Uber drivers.
He really
drivers.
Was a great president.
Dude, it was.
He really was.
I'll be honest. I didn't know like everything about him because when he was president, I was 7.
Yeah.
Right? But to learn about him while I was there, it was crazy.
You know, it's funny. There were people, my buddy's like, you know, there were people who are crying. And he's like, what the hell are you crying about? This dude, you want to talk about a life? He did have a young daughter that died when she was 3.
Yeah.
But other than that, the Bushes, I mean, he was president of the United States. His son was president of the United States. His other son's governor of Florida. Mm-hmm. So what the hell? He lived till 94. He died the same year as his wife, you know, and so they lived their whole lives together. What are you crying about? This dude, nobody had a better life than this guy.
Well, you know, look, he served his entire life, right? Like pretty much his adult life, he served and was a public servant. It was crazy, man. Like the amount of respect people have for him. And then on Tuesday, we went to the Capitol to go pay our respects. And that was pretty cool. We had a chance to go do that. I've never seen a line like that. People were waiting 3 hours, not for Jordans, not for a Black Friday deal. They were waiting 3 hours to go walk inside, bow their heads, pay their respects, and leave. That's it. There's no other payoff. Like, that was it. I've never seen anything like that. And that line was like that throughout the entire night, John.
Yeah.
Entire night. Like, I was following it at midnight. My cousin texted me. He goes, go to Twitter and just put in Bush and line. And I said, all right. People were waiting 2 hours in the middle of the night. I've never seen anything like that.
You know, it was a lot of this. And here at St. Martin's, it was invitation only. You couldn't, it was no walk up. And people were still in line all day.
Yeah. 12, what, supposedly 12,000 people overnight.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
That was unreal, yeah. Man. It was a really cool experience to go see that.
Yeah, it was. It has been an unbelievable couple of days, and it's been all about him. You're right. I was obviously older when he was president. I was, you know, old enough to know, but his life has been, just been amazing. Oliver Luck is joining us right now, commissioner and CEO of the XFL, and obviously former Houstonian here with us on ESPN 97.5. Oliver, welcome to the show. How are you? Oliver, are you there?
Oliver will be with you in 30 seconds. I wasn't realized we were going straight to live.
Oh, okay. Grant. Oh, thank you. We appreciate you for setting that up. Thank you. And Oliver will be here in just a second on ESPN 97.5. We're going to talk to him about the XFL coming to Houston. And big deal. And he's on TV right now, as a matter of fact, and just doing interview after interview after interview. So, Dell, you're going to have to get on the phone with him and know, so we'll know when he's on, when he's here. Dell, are you listening to the show? Or no?
Yeah, there's a thing here where I can put him in queue and listen to him, so I don't actually have to pick up the phone.
Oh.
Yeah, he's in queue.
Oh, all right, so cool. we're so technologically advanced that
I would know about it. You wouldn't because you obviously don't
run. No, I know, but look at that. You don't even have to pick up the phone.
I don't have to pick up the phone.
Look at us.
Oh, Cardinals.
AD getting it done again. Way to go, AD.
Have you guys talked about this? I'm late to this maybe, but Goldschmidt trade with the...
we haven't talked about it.
Cardinals?
We don't care about the National League. We don't care anymore.
Yeah, but he was
talked about Eovaldi going to the Red Sox and not here. Right, are talking about Oliver Luck right now on ESPN 97.5, Commissioner, CEO of the XFL, which is coming here to Houston. Oliver, how are you?
John, I'm doing great. Raheel, how are you doing?
What's up, Oliver? How are you, man?
I'm awesome. Thank you.
Okay,
no complaints.
Very quickly, Raheel just got back from Washington, and we've had it all here. While you were in Houston, did you get to meet George Bush, 41?
Oh, yeah, many times. I can remember sitting next to him when we inaugurated, I guess, or cut the ribbon on Reliant Stadium, back then Reliant Stadium. He came out to a couple of Dynamo games, if you can believe it. Stu Holden texted me a photo of Stu, me, and 41 at a Dynamo game, if you can believe it. You know, you guys know, he was a great sportsman, not just baseball, which he played, but he loved all the sports and was a huge Houston supporter.
Yeah.
What a great man.
What a great, great man. And we're finding out, you know, this has been a huge week here and in Washington where Raheel just got back. It's also a huge week. I can't believe this. Are you coming in this weekend to see Andrew?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I really can't believe this. But a lot of people are like, oh, damn, Andrew Luck is back. This is Houston's own Andrew Luck. Okay, I know that he's a thorn in the Texan side, but we got to celebrate Andrew Luck being back.
Well, you know, I want every NFL player to be as healthy as they can possibly be given the sport, right, and play as long as he possibly can. And, you know, I'm just glad that he's back and he's playing and he's throwing the ball without pain. The Colts will be facing a team that's about as hot as anything right now, so it's going to be, you know, very challenging for Indy, but we're all glad he's back. I understand, you know, listen, people want to root for their team, and that's fine, and Houston's got some great fans, clearly, but certainly I'm happy. I'm glad you are, John, and Raheel, I don't know where you stand on this very important issue, but...
Well, Lance has got him as his fantasy quarterback, so Lance loves him.
Okay, well, that's good. There we go.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I want to add, so when you made the decision in terms of finding the cities for the XFL, and I don't know who the decision maker was, I don't know how much of a role you played in that, but the decision to find cities, what did it come down to? What were the factors that were used to determine which cities made the most sense for your particular brand of football and what it's going to be?
Yeah, so the rationale really behind this league, the XFL, is there are 45 million diehard passionate football fans. Probably the three of us, you know, fall into that group. And once the Super Bowl is played, there's a void, right? There is no more football remainder of February and March, April into May. And so, you know, as we looked for marketplaces, we looked to see where do these passionate football fans live. Because they've told us through all the market research, they want more football. It's got to be good football. It's got to be crisp, but they want more football. And if you think about it, you know, most of the markets we're going to be in are current NFL markets, only one exception, St. Louis, of course, a former NFL market. And those cities are full of passionate football fans who we believe, you know, will attend our games, will watch on television, will will, you know, consume our product because they have told us, you know, via the research, they want more football. Now, it's got to be good. And that's really the most important thing that we're kind of focused on is making sure that we come out of the shoot 2020, February 8th, 9th, which is the weekend right after Super Bowl, when we launch our season, that we're playing good quality football so that, you know, that diehard fan is going to take attention and watch. That's hugely important for us.
Oliver Luck joining us on ESPN Houston. Are the rules going to be the same? How different is the game going to look? That is one of the questions I keep seeing on Twitter. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So what we want is an up-tempo, fast-paced game. So imagine, you know, one of the college offenses where they got 85, 90 plays a game, but then playing against, you know, a pretty well-oiled defense, right, where guys are simply better players, can tackle better, et cetera, run more, you know, give more looks to an offense. So, and we want that game to be less than 3 hours, kind of a throwback back to the 70s and 80s. We want fewer stoppages. We want shorter stoppages, fewer timeouts, whether they're, you know, coaches' timeouts or TV timeouts. You know, if a quarter break in the National Football League consumes 2 minutes of time, we want to do it in 30 seconds, right? We want, you know, less stall, as we like to say, and more ball, more action. And I think that's going to help the players as well, because when I talk to players and coaches, you know, one of the things they complain about is the lack of rhythm and the lack of flow that you get in a professional game, because there are so many stoppages, right? We also want to make sure that we can kind of streamline the officiating process a little bit and avoid those 3 or 4 minute breaks, you know, when the guys run over and look at the screen and try to make a decision. So all those things that diehard fans complain about, John Raheel, you guys hear it all the time, we're going to try to change those. Overall, the game's in great shape. I think the game's being played at the highest level ever, whether it's a professional game or the college game. So there's not that much that needs to change, but there are things that we can tweak and where we can be innovative and that we think improve the game, quite honestly.
Mm. So why will it be different this time than last time?
It'll be different this time because the quality of play will be much better. Vince has given us sort of the gift of time, which means all of calendar year 2019, we can ramp up and begin to sort of put our processes in place so that we can play good football coming out of the shoot in 2020. So we're going to start hiring head coaches in the first quarter of 2019. We're going to start signing quarterbacks and other skilled players in the first quarter of 2019. These guys will be with us all calendar year 19. Last time around, and Vince would acknowledge this, you know, they kind of threw the league together fairly quickly. And you can't do that. It's, again, a complex sort of, you know, mosaic that takes a little bit of time to put together. So we think, number one, quality of play will be better. Number two, John Raheel, I think that we'll avoid the gimmicks that XFL 2001 had. You know, he hate me is not something that we're necessarily going to do in 2020. The scramble, if you remember that was a coin toss. Two guys running at each other, you know, and I think the first time they did that, a guy broke his arm and was out for the year. You know, I mean, you wouldn't do that in today's world. 2001, yes, today's world with, you know, the knowledge we have about brain trauma and all that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily do that. So we're going to try to avoid some of those gimmicky things that quite honestly, people didn't like. Having said that, back in 2001, there were some real innovations that came out of the XFL. The Skycam, it was an XFL kind of creation. The sideline reporter. And that was controversial back then. What, a journalist on the sideline? This is unheard of. But now that's become standard fare, you know, around professional and college football. So there were some innovative things that came out of there. But we want to make sure we can avoid some of the gimmicks.
Well, you're a big cheese now. You have handlers, and they told me you got to go. So we will let you go. We know you got a lot of interviews to do. Thanks for hanging with us. And you get a chance, give a call, and we'll watch Andrew together over here.
All right, John Raheel. Thanks very much, man. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you guys.
There he is, Oliver Luck, right here on ESPN 97.5.